We gather here to seek the truth, to grow in love, to join in service, to vow once again to live from our truest values and to question our living of this mystery that is life, to honour our kinship with each other and with our earth, to celebrate life's beauty and find healing for its pain, to create a more compassionate world, beginning with ourselves, and to wonder at the mystery that gave us birth, to find courage for life's end, and to listen for the wisdom that guides us in the quiet moments of this peaceful space made sacred by our presence here. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
And welcome to Essex Church and to this, our gathered community of Kensington Unitarians. Welcome to all those who are new here today. Welcome to all who are here regularly. Welcome to occasional visitors. Welcome, everyone. And an especial welcome to our podcast listeners, several of whom have been in touch lately. At some future time around our world, people will settle down and listen to this service as a podcast in Washington or India, perhaps, in Ireland and the Carolinas, both north and south, in Seattle and Poland, in York, Wakefield, Beverly and Sheffield, just some of the places where our regular listeners are based. And not to mention, or to mention particularly, I would say, congregation members who can't be with us here in London today but are able to listen at home. I hope you feel part of this community, how many miles you are away, or however you are feeling at this moment. And for those of us who are here in bodily form this morning, welcome. Welcome to a service that continues our monthly theme of choices and decisions. And today we're focusing on our physical selves and our right to make our own choices for our own bodies. Please feel even more free than usual to be at ease here. Get water if you need a drink. Stand, sit, stretch, join in, refuse to join in, fall asleep, whatever is right for you at this moment. And I'm going to ask Janine and Cara to light our chalice. This chalice flame is connecting us with Unitarian and Unitarian Universalist communities the world over, some of which I know you belong to. Please take our greetings back to your communities. And let's recognise the freedoms to be ourselves that we enjoy. May people the world over know something of the freedom to be themselves that I think we sometimes take for granted.
We have a slightly adapted body blessing by Lisa Bovey-Kemper now, which you're invited to participate in if you want to, but you have the right to choose, not to if you prefer. We'll stay seated and you'll be invited to physically touch or draw your awareness to your head, throat, heart, tummy and hands in turn. So just to assure you, if this type of thing kind of makes you nervous, we won't be touching or be touched by anybody else during this. So I invite you, if you wish to participate, to become aware of and touch your own forehead, if that feels natural. May you be blessed with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. May your intellect take you far on your journey. You have been blessed with reason and free will. It is your call every day to use these gifts. Become aware of or gently touch your throat. May you be blessed with voice. May you learn the complex nature of truth-telling. The ability to speak the truth in love is something that requires honesty, kindness, and care. You are challenged every day to seek the joy that comes with sharing your truth compassionately, as well as listening to others. Now place your hands over your heart if you wish, or simply become aware of it. May your heart be blessed with both love and courage. May you know the agony of heartbreak, along with the inspiration of true love. Your heart is a strong and resilient organ, one that will be with you all the days of your life. May you heed the wisdom of your heart and always trust the truth it tells. Now touch and become aware of your tummy. You are blessed with the gifts of a body. May you always remember that you are a beloved child of the universe. Your body is sacred and belongs to you alone. May you always retain power over your own being. May your relationships be honest and loving. May you know the joy of nourishing and nurturing yourself as well as others. Now become aware of, feel or move your hands. When you were a baby, your tiny hands were your first contact with the world. Before you could see more than a few feet in front of your face, you grasp the finger of your loved ones. You catch yourself with your hands when you fall, and you express love and comfort to others with them too. May your hands be both gentle and strong. May you use them to carry light into the darkness and rest to the weary. May your hands always find the place of greatest need, beginning with your own needs. And may the Creator of all things hold you in the palm of her hand wherever you go. Now wrap your arms, if you wish to, around your body, or become aware of your body in its entirety. May you be blessed on your journey. May you remember that growth happens on every journey and that you are never alone. May you always remember that you are a whole person, that each of these parts work together. We offer our blessings upon your body, mind, and spirit. May you be guided by compassion and truth, justice and love. May you find rest on your journey, always remembering where you came from, being mindful that your ancestors stand behind you, whether present on this earth or having returned to all that is. May you be blessed in all things and carry blessings with you wherever you go. And may all this be so. It's now time to sing again. You have an insert sheet in your order of service. Come for yours. I'm going to grab one. The hymn is Sacred the Body. And we're going to, it's one we've sung before, but we're going to do it slightly differently this time. And this time, you're invited, if you want to speak the spoken bits in unison. So we'll sing a verse and then speak a line together if you want to.
And what was I going to say? There perhaps aren't quite enough of these to go round, so if you feel okay sharing with the person next to you, can somebody put their hands up if they need one? Anybody need one? Or are we all right? You can all... Oh, yeah, Gina behind you. And should we just stay seated for this?
Yes.
It's complicated enough, isn't it, this service? I think at least those of you who are here regularly know the deal, that when it says on the order of service, some thoughts on, I'm just really scraping the barrel, or I have not had chance to really delve in depth into a subject that I've now realised is enormous, and I shouldn't have started on it so late in the week. But I just wonder if these words about being kind to ourselves and to others resonates in any way with your life experience. Because today's service is all about our physical bodies and the many choices we make about our bodies through our lives. We make choices about our own bodies, and in truth, we have quite a few thoughts about other people's bodies, don't we, as we make our way through life. So to lead into our music for meditation, I wanted to share a few thoughts about the value of being kind to our bodies, to our physical selves. And these words will end with a short time for reflection and prayer, and then that's going to be followed by some clarinet and piano music. I'm going to be switching off this microphone at the end of the prayer, and it's going to make a nasty noise, so I'm going to apologise for that now. I don't know about you, but it took me an awfully long time to really understand what it means to have a body, or or rather to be a body. I was one of those people who lived up in my head, and I treated my body as a useful vehicle for my brain, which then seemed like the really important bit. My sense of me was up here in my mind, in my thoughts, in my feelings. Only when I reached my 20s and became suddenly very ill with rheumatoid arthritis did I start the slow journey into what I call an embodied life. Pain made me notice that I was flesh and bone and joints and ligaments. My own limitations, I would have struggled at some points in that illness to walk as far as the kitchen here in the church, never mind get as far as the tube station. Those limitations of my own physicality made me notice other people's bodies too, and it dawned on me that many of us are less than kind to our physical selves. The path to regaining my health involves some important learnings for me, and I wonder if these are lessons that life might have brought you in some way at some point. Or maybe you're one of the fortunate ones, and I have met them, who understand what being a body rather than having a body is all about. So through that illness, I learned to be kinder to myself and to listen to the messages that my body is giving me all the time, and very varied messages. Slow down, speed up, rest more, do more, eat well, eat less. Stay awake and aware of bodily sensations. Stretch more, get more exercise. Ask people for more hugs, take more fresh air. The list is endless, isn't it? I also learned to hear my own judgmental voice, harshly judging my own limitations, but also hearing my judgments about other people's physicality. Now, I reckon now that we cannot switch off the part of our brain that makes judgments, which has opinions about ourselves and everyone else, and thinks, of course, our opinions are right. But I've learned to restrain that judging critical voice and to strengthen my sense of compassion and indeed my curiosity about how everyone else experiences being embodied, being a thinking being in a physical form. And I've learned from talking to others that many of us experience a health crisis as a learning time. What the psychologist James Hillman helpfully describes for me is a process of growing down, which he regards as a hugely significant stage of human growth. When we grow down, we connect with the earth. We connect with all living beings. We develop loving compassion for everyone, including ourselves. We understand our mortality and we recognize what we might describe as the sacredness of the physical material world, whatever meaning you put to that word sacred. And we develop kindness to ourselves and others, and I think that is key to this deep level of awareness. So with all this in mind and body, I invite you all to join in a few moments of reflection and prayer now. Great Spirit, mystery of all that is, support us in walking a path of gentleness and love. Strengthen our powers of kindness and compassion towards ourselves and towards others, towards all living beings and to life itself, to our planet Earth home, and to these bodies that we've been gifted for this life. Help us to accept who we are, with all our imperfections. Help us to love our frailties and our failings. And may we spread this soothing balm of acceptance to all those we encounter along life's path. Help us to be kinder this day and all days. Amen.
To do this belly breathing, and also if you can't sleep well at night, you can lie on your back in bed and just try and slow yourself down, slow your thoughts down by doing this technique. So if you want to perhaps put your books down and sit up straight, so try and sit on the sitting bones, don't slump, and gently close your eyes or lower your gaze. And feel that you're inhabiting all of your body, not just your head and shoulders. This is a posture that encourages alertness and awareness, and a posture of dignity, sitting up straight. So you might like to put one hand on your belly. And as you inhale, just take the breath down deep into your belly so you'll feel your belly expanding against your hand. And then as you exhale, put the seat back in again. So breathing in, expands, breathing out, belly contracts. So just keep doing that for a little while. Breathing in, belly out. Breathing out, belly in. Very simple. As you do this, you might find that your shoulders are gently softening and relaxing downwards. Perhaps your thoughts and your mind is quietening. Thoughts and mind are quietening too. So inhale, belly in. Exhale, belly out. Just keep going a little bit longer. Attention wanders from this practice, which no doubt will from time to time, just very gently pause and then come back, breathing in, belly out, breathing out, belly in. Just continue into a time of silence and quietness, which will end with the chime of the bell. If you wish to carry on with the belly breathing, that would be great. But if you just wish to sit quietly and just meditate normally, please do so.
We're going to sing again now. It's hymn number 6 in the Grey Book, and we're going to ask Sandra, our pianist, to play that through once, because I'm not sure how well we know it, and let's stay seated for this one.
Thank you.
we've just sung about saying yes, but when it comes to considering the right to choose and this whole subject of ethics of the body, of course, we have to equally assert our right to say no in many occasions as well. There are all sorts of issues that we take as a given, I'd say, and yet they are relatively recent developments, and they're not shared by all human societies by any means. And I know many of us share a reluctance to blow the trumpet of so-called Western democracy when there is so much that is going wrong in so many aspects of our own society. But I think most of us are encouraged by the increasing acceptance of an individual's right to self-identify, to choose freely who to love, to choose how to dress and behave in ways that we choose, so long as we don't harm other people by our choices. The Right to Choose campaign is a campaign slogan focusing primarily on reproductive rights, the right to use contraception and the right of a woman to terminate a pregnancy. It's a statement also used in this country in a campaign to heighten awareness of forced marriages and a woman's right to say no to a marriage partner chosen for her by her family. Our individual rights to choose are legally governed in our country. But the image on the front of today's order of service, which you might recognise, takes us back to the religious and cultural rules that still underpin many of our laws about our bodies and what we can do with them. The picture shows a close-up of two hands almost touching. It's from the Sistine Chapel. The hands belong to God and to Adam, and they're remarkably similar, aren't they? That image illustrates a guiding principle of Judeo-Christian views of body ethics. God is said to have made humanity in his image, and so the body is sacred, life is sacred, we are sacred. And of course, this has been developed into what you might call a sanctity of life ethic, which at its extreme end will then regard terminating a pregnancy as a crime. People are getting locked up for that at this moment in some parts of our world. And it will even restrict adults from using contraception to avoid pregnancy. It's made the ending of life through suicide a crime in many places over many centuries. But increasingly, we hear of what might be described as a quality of life ethic that says instead, people have to be allowed to make their own choices about the quality of their own lives. And this includes choosing the size of a family, choosing how much medical intervention we'll allow, particularly towards the end of our lives. Now, here in the UK, we Unitarians are still the only religious movement to have spoken out in support of assisted dying, allowing someone in their last few months of life to choose when to end that life and to receive help from a doctor to bring suffering to an end. It's a controversial issue. I was personally disappointed when our parliament voted against assisted dying legislation, especially as it's estimated by the campaigning group Dignity in Dying that 85% of the British population now support assisted dying. And of course, such legislation, now already passed in a growing number of countries around the world, such legislation always needs to have safeguards in place to ensure it really is the person's wish to end their life. And of course, nobody is going to get forced into this. I think the more general topic of body ethics and the principles that guide our own decision making and our society's rules about our lives, I think they're really worth exploring further. And there's only time in this service to raise a few aspects of what's an incredibly complex subject. So I did jot down a few questions to take this conversation further. They're on today's song sheet. And do get in touch if you'd like to have a conversation with me or indeed with anybody else about some of these issues. And let's just keep supporting one another in our questioning and in our exploring of what it actually means to be human and to be alive, with curiosity about life's incredibly rich variety, with astonishment at this miracle of life, and with kindness to ourselves and to one another. Amen. In the week ahead, let us learn to be curious explorers of life's richness and complexity. Let us learn to be astonished at the miracle that life is. Let us learn to be kind to ourselves and to each other. For life is often a tough road to walk, and at times we all need a helping hand along the way. Amen.
Amen.
Go well, and blessed be.